Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof, the roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the roof's on fire. Welcome back, everybody. Today is Wednesday, the day after the Super Bowl of politics and some unbelievable things that happened yesterday. Crushing nightmare last night when everybody knows it was the year that the GOP would win in a landslide. Suddenly we don't win in a landslide. Another rigged election, another stolen election. Before I get into that, and believe me, I'll make the case when I'm done, you will say absolutely positively 100% Wayne Root is right. Stolen election, GOP pathetic, doing nothing about it. But before I get to it, I have to tell you the picture has changed dramatically in just the last 12 hours or so, because it's not a complete disaster anymore. As a matter of fact, it could turn out to be a pretty good result, believe it or not. Last night, I saw it as a disaster, as a nightmare, as a tragedy, as an incredible robbery. But today, a lot of things have changed. First of all, the very first results that came in last night in Nevada, and I know this is a national show, it's not just about Nevada, but the very first results in Nevada were a disaster, while the country was also a disaster, and it looked like our governor candidate, Joe Lombardo, our Senate candidate, Laxalt, and the entire Republican ticket was going down to a terrible defeat, when in reality, hours later, the picture changed dramatically. By 2 in the morning, I got up out of bed at 2 in the morning to just look real quick at the Las Vegas newspaper, and suddenly I see Laxalt is in the lead. Lombardo's in the lead. My good friend Stavros Anthony's got a big lead for lieutenant governor. And Michelle Fiore, my good friend, is winning the treasurer race. Andy Matthews winning the controller race. Everything changed. Now, are these definite? No. I've told everybody from day one, I never trusted Nevada because they count ballots for days, giving Democrats a chance to steal the election. It's going to be next Monday before you know who won in Nevada. But Adam Laxalt has a great chance to win. Joe Lombardo has a great chance to be our governor, and the lieutenant governor is almost certainly going to be my great friend Stavros Anthony, and many other races are within grasp for the GOP. So Nevada is turning out to be actually one of the bright spots of the entire election, assuming Democrats do not steal it in the next few days of counting mail-in ballots. But the people I speak to who are in charge of the GOP here in Nevada tell me that we look pretty good in most of these races. They think we're going to hang on. And if Laxalt hangs on, there's another chance to win the United States Senate. We're actually in a position right now, as much as I thought last night was a nightmare, and I believe it was rigged and it was a highway robbery, and the Democrats are cheating just like they did in 2020. Despite all of that, we have a great chance to win both the House and the Senate. Yes, by very small margins, but nobody thought that last night, and the media was gloating. And I don't think the media grasps it right now. Carrie Lake has stormed back with a massive comeback, is on the verge of winning the governorship of Arizona. She's down by only 4,000 votes, less than 1%, with a ton of votes to be counted, like 600,000 or 700,000 votes left to be counted. My understanding is most of them in Republican areas that were never counted because of all the problems with the machines and the ballot counting machines in the machines you vote on and the ballot counting machines in Arizona. So Carrie Lake has a great chance to become the governor of Arizona, which would just be wonderful. That's like a dream come true. And Blake Masters still has a chance to win his Senate seat in Arizona. And we just were declared the winner with Ron Johnson's Senate seat in Wisconsin. And if Laxalt can hold on, we win the Laxalt seat. And then we've got Herschel Walker in a runoff on the 6th of December against Raphael Warnock. And so we could win that, too. We could actually wind up 52-48 in the U.S. Senate or 51-49 in the U.S. Senate. So we could actually win the Senate, and it's almost a fait accompli that we will win the House. Lots of undecided races, but we got a big lead in the House. So we should win it by a little bit. Very, very disappointing compared to where we should have been. But I just wanted to open up the show by talking you off a ledge and making you understand things turned out to be a lot different than when I went to bed last night. I thought disaster when I went to bed. We now have a chance of winning the House and the Senate. Nobody thought that when I went to bed last night. Nobody. Nobody on the East Coast when they went to bed, or nobody on the West Coast as well. So some good things did happen and are in the process of happening right now. Some really smart people believe that not only is Carrie Lake going to win, but Blake Masters, even though he's down 80,000 votes, there's still 700,000 to go, and they're in Republican areas. They seem to think Blake Masters has a great shot at winning a Senate seat that nobody thought was going to happen and beat the incumbent Kelly in Arizona. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But Ron Johnson was just hours ago declared the winner of Mandela Barnes in Wisconsin. We had some huge upsets. A GOP candidate upset the Democrat leader. Republican Assemblyman Mike Lawler in New York upset the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee Chairman Sean Patrick Maloney. That was a huge upset. And I think probably the sweetest thing of the night was Democrats blowing about $200 million on Beto O'Rourke and Stacey Abrams. Beto O'Rourke in Texas, Stacey Abrams in Georgia. So we really had some big wins. Overall, it seemed like a terrible night, a disappointing night, a tragic night. But when you look at it now in the light of day, it's not so bad, provided we win the Senate. If Laxalt can't hold on and they steal it from us with mail-in ballots over the next few days, that's a different story. If Blake Masters does go down to defeat, that's a different story. If Herschel Walker doesn't win the special election, that's a different story. But that's a big difference between going 3-0 and 0-3 in the last three to be decided. So we do have a shot here at winning the U.S. Senate and the House, which would totally stop the entire Biden agenda. And we thought we were going to do it with a big Senate lead and a big House lead. We may now do it with a tiny Senate lead and a tiny House lead, but it accomplishes the exact same thing, and no one thought that was possible. So I wanted to start with the good news. Now the stolen election story, because despite all that, I said from the beginning, there's two things I said. I promised that we were on the verge of a massive, massive GOP landslide, bigger than a wave, a tsunami, but I also promised that Democrats were going to cheat and steal and rig, and that they weren't even secret about it. That Joe Biden came out and said it. Many of them came out and said it. They announced literally the day before the election, several media, several liberal critics, several politicians all said the same thing. It's going to take weeks of counting, days, perhaps weeks, maybe even months of counting before you know the winners of many of these races. So we knew they were going to set us up and try and steal it. I just believed that they couldn't steal it if enough Republicans came out to vote. We would overwhelm the steal. And once again, just like 2020, millions came out. We did our job, and we couldn't overwhelm the steal. Here's a perfect example. Even CNN, if you watch CNN, you understand they stole the election. CNN reporter Zachary Wolf and Kurt Merrill remarked the widely expected red wave did not materialize, then went on to present data that's inconsistent with what you saw in the votes. The comparison show Democrats lost support in the elections yesterday among women, among moderates, among young people, among people of color, among urban voters, among college graduates, and among independents. So how did they do well then? The Democrat support among women declined from 2020 from 19 points favorable to only 8 points. Republican support among men rose from 4 points to 14 points. By age, the preference for Democrats, if you were 18 to 29 years of age, declined from 35 to 28 points. If you're 30 to 44, It declined from 19 points to 4 points. Republican support over Democrats rose for people who are 45 to 65 years old. It rose from 1 to 10 points. And for people 65 and over, it rose from a 2-point lead to a 12-point lead. How does that add up to what you saw on the screen last night? White male preference for Republicans decreased from 21 points to 28 points. White women moved from a 50-50 split to an 8-point preference for Republicans. Black women's preference for Democrats declined from 85 to 78%. Black men's preference for Democrats declined from 76 to 65%. Latino women's preference for Democrats fell from 47 points to only 33. And Latino men's preference for Democrats fell from 29-point advantage to only 8-point advantage. Urban voters' preference for Democrats declined from 33-point advantage to 17. Suburban and rural vote preferences for Republicans rose by 6 points and 15 points. Democrats lost support among white and black college graduates. Among white votes without college degrees, the preference for Republicans rose by 10 points. Among moderates, the preference for Democrats eroded from 26 points to 15. Among conservatives, the Republican advantage rose from 67 points to 83 points. And so the CNN exit poll showed massive erosion of the Democrat voting base since the 2018 election. How is that consistent with what you saw in the results? It's impossible. It was rigged and it was stolen in key races. There's absolutely no question about it. And sometimes people go, okay, Wayne's saying rigged and stolen, and he means what? He means that they changed votes? No, actually, that may have happened. Mike Lindell says he caught them doing it, and I'll read you that later in the show. I'll read you about that. But I'm just talking about legal stealing. And what I mean is mail-in ballots. That's the whole key. The key to the election is that in Florida, in Texas, and in Ohio, we've got secure elections, and we won everything. Every Republican won everything, but in particular, Florida. Landslide for DeSantis and Rubio. The Republican recipe for victory is so simple. Number one, DeSantis is a rock solid, rock star, conservative MAGA guy. And he never gives in ever to the media or to liberals, ever. He never gives in to wokeness, ever. And number two, he has the strongest laws against voter fraud in the entire nation. And you've got voter ID. And look at the results. Landslide win in Florida. And really, landslides in Ohio, Texas, and Florida for the GOP. All the states with voter ID and secure voting laws and candidates who are strong Republicans unabashedly. That's the formula for success, period. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you a conservative warrior? A Christian patriot? Do you love America? It's time to teach a lesson to corporate America. If companies go woke, teach them they will go broke. I'm so excited to tell you about an online store run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household products you're already buying, manufactured by a uniquely all-American company with their own patented and proprietary formulations at a much better price. Cindy and I love shopping here. GreatPatriotStore.com. Plus, you'll save time and money on gas, not having to drive to the store. You buy direct and your order is shipped to your doorstep. Go now to GreatPatriotStore.com. Leave your information, and one of my friends will contact you with all the details on how you and your family can support this conservative cause and get better, healthier, greener, made in America products delivered to your front door. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. GreatPatriotStore.com. it's Wayne Allyn-Root for Vertical Research Advisory. For more than 30 years, Kip Herridge has been a leader in the financial industry, taking 7 companies public and raising hundreds of millions of dollars for great American companies. In 2003, Kip founded the VRA, his global investment and economic newsletter. His top-performing recommendations have beaten the market 16 out of 19 years. I've known Kip for more than 20 years, and I've seen his incredible results firsthand. He's the Nostradamus of the stock market. Let Kip prove to you how his VRA system works. Exclusively for my fans, Kip is offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. You'll get his new best-selling book, The Big Bribe, for free as well. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Get your free 2-week membership at VRAinsider.com, the place where patriots go for their investment advice. Is it time that you became the smart money and learned how to crush the markets? Join now at VRAinsider.com, VRAinsider.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wait on the Root. The Root, the Root, the Root is on fire. And boy, is the country on fire, because it seems like America last night voted for open borders, millions pouring across, criminals pouring across, welfare addicts pouring across. They voted for transgenders, drag queen parties. They voted for horrible inflation, horrible gas prices, an end to energy, an end to oil drilling, an end to coal. A massive crime wave across this country, the worst education system in the world, children being brainwashed to hate white people. Is that what America voted for? No way. That's why I'm telling you it's stolen and rigged. But see, if that's the case, then the Republican Party is complicit and they're morons. I'll tell you my thoughts in a second. But again, I want to stress, if you just tuned in, I opened the show with some good news that things look completely different today, hours later than they did when I went to bed last night. Completely different. And we do have a shot at winning both the House and the Senate. I think it's a fait accompli that we win the House. It's only a matter of how many seats we win it with. But we will be in control of the House. But the Senate now looks like we have a great shot to control the Senate. But that's, again, assuming they don't cheat Laxalt. Again, assuming that Masters makes up a huge deficit, and that's again assuming they don't cheat Herschel Walker in the runoff election on December 6th, the same way that in Georgia two runoff elections 2 years ago were cheated and rigged. And the same thing could happen all over again. So a lot of things have to fall right, but we have a great shot at winning the Senate. If Blake Masters wins in Arizona, if he finishes the comeback and actually wins the Senate seat, that would make it pretty clear we're going to win the Senate. Him and Laxalt are all we need, and then you would not even need Herschel Walker to win his race. If he does, then it's just icing on the cake. But if Blake Masters does go down to defeat, and of course he is the underdog right now, but Rick Grinnell, who's one of my favorite people, says that he believes Blake Masters is going to pull out Arizona. I have no idea whether that's accurate, but he's looked at the data, and he thinks they will. And let me give you another one, interesting one, the Washington Post. Right now, the Washington Post odds, when they look at the votes that are left to be counted in Arizona, say that Masters has the advantage to win. How about that? And if that's the case, then Carrie Lake, who's only 4,000 votes down, not 90,000 like Masters, she would be an absolute lock to win as governor. So a lot of good Republican votes obviously are left uncounted at this point in Arizona. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, VRA, Vertical Research Advisory. For more than 30 years, Kip Herridge has been a leader in the financial industry, taking 7 companies public and raising hundreds of millions of dollars for great American companies. And then in 2003, he left Wall Street. He founded his VRA, Vertical Research Advisory, his global investment and economic newsletter, and his top-performing recommendations have beaten the market 16 out of 19 years. The guy is the Nostradamus of Wall Street. Let Kip prove to you how good his VRA system really is. Exclusively for my fans, Kip is offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks, and you'll get his new best-selling book, The Big Bribe, for free as well. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Get your free 2-week membership at VRAinsider.com. VRAinsider.com, excuse me, the place where patriots go for their investment advice. Now it's time for you to become the smart money at VRAinsider.com. So I want to read you a few notes. First of all, what happened last night was impossible. That was before I knew the numbers CNN just put out that we made gains as Republicans among every group, women, blacks, Hispanics, men, white women, married women, single women. We made inroads against everybody, and yet we didn't have a good night. We didn't have a bad night, but we had a terribly underperforming night. How is that possible? It's not possible. Everyone's in shock and depression, and they feel like we just got robbed again, and that's because we did. This is what happens when you deny that an election is stolen and do almost nothing to protect the next one. You allow them to do it again. You can't believe that the party that destroyed the economy, the party that created massive inflation, the party that created a massive crime wave, the party that created gas and food shortages, the party that created supply chain disasters, the party that kept the borders open and let millions of new people flood in, all illegal aliens, many of them criminals, and dedicated the whole country to trannies, that they won every contested contest you could name in the Senate, that Fetterman won, that if Carrie Lake doesn't make it, Carrie Lake lost in a state where you have more registered Republicans than Democrats, and she's only probably, in my opinion, the best candidate in the history of the Republican Party, and that we lost 32 out of 32 toss-up House seats. How is that possible? How is it possible that all of a sudden they're actually arguing, the media, that the election really was about abortion, even though every poll showed a red tsunami and every poll showed that almost every voter ignored abortion. It was nowhere near their most important issue, and they voted based on A, they hated the direction of America, B, they're scared to death about the economy, C, they have no faith in the current administration, and D, they're scared to death of inflation, and they voted for more of all of that. And historically, the party out of office always wins 20 House seats and 5 Senate seats. We could have done it on autopilot. And you're telling me we lost in the middle of all that? It was robbed.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk, the facts about Orgovyx.
Orgovyx Relagolix, 120 milligram prescription tablets, is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact, Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment, a pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Orgovyx. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is reacting to the midterm elections at the White House, one day after polls officially closed across the country, acknowledging Democratic wins and losses.
While any seat lost is painful, some good Democrats didn't win the last night. Democrats had a strong night, and we lost fewer seats in the House of Representatives than any Democratic president's first midterm election in the last 40 years. And we had the best midterm for governors since 1986.
Republicans lost the Pennsylvania Senate seat, but performed strongly on the gubernatorial front. Mortgage application volume isn't changing much despite interest rates increasing slightly. The Mortgage Bankers Association saying it fell by a tenth of a percent last week. That came as the 30-year rate went past 7.1%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes.
If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome back to the show. Coming to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas. Broadcast all over the country by USA Radio. In this hour, by Lindell TV in hour number 2. Every day at 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 Pacific. 1 hour on Lindell TV 2. And then repeated the next day on Lindell TV 1 at 4 o'clock Eastern, 1 o'clock Pacific. And then every weekend, Saturday mornings, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. And rerun several times each weekend on Real America's Voice is my new hit TV show, and it is a monster hit. It is called America's Top 10 Countdown with Wayne Allyn Root, and I count down the 10 most important stories every week for conservatives, patriots, Christians, and deplorables. And so lots of ways to get to Wayne Root. My website, rootforamerica.com. Let me mention the sponsor of the segment, and then we'll get to my esteemed guest. Global Healing is the sponsor of the segment. You know that I'm a vitamin guy. I've been taking vitamins my whole life, since I'm 16 years old. Foundation of my energy, my vitality, and my perfect health for decades, and I'm a vitamin company sponsor, Global Healing. Global Healing was founded in 1998 by Dr. Edward Group. He's one of President Trump's health advisors, very impressive for his first term of the presidency. Global Healing offers all the crucial vitamins you need for boosting your immune system, including vitamin C and D, zinc and quercetin, all made in the USA. And for those who hate vitamin pills, horse pills as some call them, they offer liquid vitamin C and D, but their number one best-selling product is one of a kind. It's called Oxy Powder. Dr. Group says all disease begins in the gut. Cleanse your gut. Change your life. Oxy Powder gently cleanses your gut of toxins and is the key to producing more energy, vitality, and health. And right now, if you go to globalhealing.com/war, globalhealing.com/war for Wayne Allyn Root, you get a 15% discount on every one of their products, including Oxy Powder. And you get their Dr. Group's Emergency Immune Strengthening Guide free and a 100% one-year money-back guarantee only for my fans. 1 year, 100% money-back guarantee. You will love their products, or you get 100% back even a year from now. Go to globalhealing.com/war. And now we've got my guest, Michael McDonald. Even though it is a national show, they say what happens in Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas. It spreads all over the country, and people want to know what's going on here in Nevada and in Clark County. So Michael McDonald, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party, is with us. So far, Michael, first of all, welcome to the show, Michael. Great to have you on. Let's start with that.
Thank you, Wayne. I want to thank you for last night, man. You put in the hours, my man, and it was great to have you there last night. Blow by blow, and the commitment you've given to the Republican Party, I can't thank you enough.
Well, you're welcome, but I wanted to say that last night you and I were both a little bit angry and both a little bit agitated at what was going on when the first numbers they released hours and hours late were these horrible numbers they dropped on us that must have been the very earliest voting with all Democrat mail-in ballots or of Democrat early voting, when in reality, by the time I got home, it was 1:30 in the morning, and at 2 in the morning, I look, and lo and behold, at the New York Times, we got the lead for governor, we got the lead for Senate, we got the lead for lieutenant governor, we had the lead for controller, we had the lead for treasurer. Now, I don't know if those leads are going to hold up over the next days and days of counting of mail-in ballots. You and I both know that's their secret success. They love to screw us over with the mail-in ballots that they count days after the election. So I want to get your reaction. Can we keep these leads? Can we be the shining star in America, Nevada, with a governor win, with a U.S. Senate win that could save the Senate, and with several other races up and down the ballot?
Yeah, I think so. This is something, I mean, you know, I've discussed this over the years past, and, you know, once you go in past, you realize the lessons to be learned, what your enemies have done, your opponents have done. I wouldn't call them enemies because they're all Nevadans, but what your opponents have done. But at the end of the day, you have to realize one thing. We had to get law involved. We brought in we have over 40 attorneys that we brought in. I looked day by day on what was happening and how they've in the past used their system. So we've been on top of it, the entire system. anything they're going to do, they're going to have to do in the light of day. You and I brought this up the other day. You know, it's always in the back room. It's always under the color of darkness. And lately we've been bringing them out. So yes, do I think we can hold it? Yes, I do. I think everybody, the boxes we're looking at right now, 300 of them, a lot of those were on election day. As you well and I both know, those are Republicans. It happened up in Washoe. We have, our leads up in Washoe have worked with me. They've been on the phone with me this morning. We have them in Nye. We have them in Douglas. We have them in Carson. So a lot of these are going to be ours. I think it's going to be close. I believe Joe Lombardo is, you know, Governor Lombardo. I'm praying Adam wins. So he'll be, you know, Senator Laxalt at the end of the day. I think Jim Marchand and Michelle Fiore, wonderful job. I believe they're going to hold on. I think it's going to be close, but I think they're going to hold on. I think we may actually have an opportunity for Seagal to pick up some votes and make it competitive again.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, if Marchand wins, that would be one of the greatest upsets in America because liberals kept making fun of him, and he's a joke, and he wasn't raising any money, and he has no chance. And if Jim Marchand wins the Secretary of State, we'd actually have a Trump MAGA guy who believes in voter fraud, believes it's happening every day and wants to stop it in the Secretary of State's office in Nevada. That would be a huge pickup. So, I mean, between Adam Laxalt, who could save the whole United States Senate, and Lombardo, who could save us from a terrible Democrat legislature, and Jim Marchand and some other great Republicans up and down the ticket. Stavros Anthony, my good friend, who I think is going to win lieutenant governorship. He's ahead by enough. He should win it. We actually may pull this out with Nevada looking like one of the bright spots of the entire country for Republicans last night. It didn't look good last night, but it looks pretty good in the light of day today that we're going to hold on. Yes?
No, clearly I think when you and I were on your show last night, you and I had fire coming out of our eyes. That was one of your problems. Told me that you and Wayne looked like you were doing a WWE match about to go in. I said, well, that's kind of how we felt. But, yeah, look, I've been on the phone. I've been in media all day. They've been talking about and we looked at it. They said, you know, we are going to become the shining spot in the nation right now, what it's looking like. But I think it's all due to the hard work of the men and women that have volunteered, the campaigns that have made sure. But more importantly, that we have everybody talking about making sure that this – Jim Marchand was one. All he wants – I traveled with the guy. I know him. Very well. You know him very well. All we're looking at right now is the transparency, clean the voter rolls, and make sure we have voter ID. It's that simple. And I don't know anybody who can disagree with that. And then let the system take care of itself, Wayne. I think at the end of the day, we'll win. I really do. You give us a fair playing field, we win.
You know what doesn't make sense to me? I'll give you one that doesn't make sense. If Lombardo is going to hold on and win, and I'm hoping and I'm thinking he will, and if Laxalt's going to hold on and win, and I'm thinking he will, and if we won the lieutenant governor, and if we hold on to Secretary of State and Treasurer, and who knows, maybe Seagal could still win for Attorney General. If we do all of that, how is it possible we're down in the three congressional races? Does that make sense to you? We should be pulling ahead in those races as well, should we not?
Yes, I don't believe. Will they redistrict those? They're very wise. The Democrats were very wise in redistricting those districts. They carved them out in gerrymandering, as that goes in the terminology of today's society. They gerrymandered them to make sure that they were hard Democrat districts. The one they did leave out was Dina Titus. Well, you and I both know, regardless if you don't like her or don't like her, she's one hell of a campaigner, and she will go into the lines, Dan, and campaign. So when you start to look at how that's been put together and the numbers are not adding up, that's a question that we're still trying to figure out on the success of. Look, they spent $12 million against Seagal, $12 million just in media. So they wanted to make sure she was not going to be attorney general because she's a law enforcement attorney. She's going to come right in and open up an investigation on what took place. Let's right the wrongs. Let's make crime illegal again. Wayne, right now, this is something where we need to have the support of Joe Lombardo. We need to have support for Stavros Anthony. And make sure that they have the backup. But when you look at these districts, again, Wayne, they knew what they were doing. The Democrats, when they redistricted last year, they knew exactly how they were going to carve them up, what was going to be successful. But the problem they had is the economy, what Biden has done, $6 a gas, you can't afford food, the education is horrible. At the end of the day, there's no way people can be voting for this, Wayne. I don't care if you're a Democrat, independent.
Well, that's what I'd say.
There's
that's
no way
you're
going to vote for this.
It's rigged. There's no way that we would not have won a landslide last night across the country. Let's put Nevada aside for a minute. There's no way that we win a tiny, tiny majority of the House. And maybe if Adam Laxalt holds on, and maybe if Herschel Walker wins his runoff on December 6th, and maybe if Blake Masters makes a comeback in Arizona, which a lot of people feel he's on the verge of doing, maybe we still win the Senate. We could hold the Senate and the House, and that would be a wonderful thing. That's a surprise after how you and I thought last night was going. Believe me, that would be a wonderful consolation prize, and it would really annoy Democrats. But you can't convince me with the economy where it is and the border where it is and crime where it is and inflation and gas and groceries where they are that people voted for that last night. I believe that's a sign that Democrats have rigged this election with these mail-in ballots all over the United States. They're fake ballots with no voter ID. So I wanted to ask you one last question, Michael. How do we make Nevada like Florida? Florida wins because they have the best voter fraud laws on the books and voter ID. You can't vote unless you are who you say you are and you prove it. And look what DeSantis did in that kind of an environment. How do we make that happen in Nevada?
I think you're going to see, Brad, you're going to see Governor Lombardo. Governor Lombardo wants to bring back that everybody has a fair opportunity. Forget Republican, Democrat, Independent. He wants to make sure every vote is counted fairly. And that's one thing he campaigned on, was make sure everybody had voter ID and strong laws against voter fraud. Between him and Star Wars Anthony, we'll be able to have more, and plus the leadership we're going to have in the Senate and the Assembly, this could be a great opportunity. The voter ID is the biggest thing, Wayne. Everybody talked, you talked about it early on.
I've talked about it for 20 years.
It's a
20 years.
Board.
Right. I mean, maybe you and I need to get together and raise some money for a ballot initiative for voter ID in the state of Nevada. Maybe that's what needs to get done. If they can't get it done, you know, in a Democrat legislature, you and I can get it done on the ballot, Michael. Maybe you and I could team up on that, because I'm telling you, that's what we've got to do, is get voter ID to save this state permanently, you know?
It'd be my honor, Wayne. Let's do it, man. Whatever you want to do, I think, you know, the support you've given us, I can't thank you enough again. I think we take it back, and we really take back it at the grassroots level, my man.
All right, we've got a fight to hold on for Joe Lombardo as our governor, Adam Laxalt as our senator. Get it done, Michael. Counting on you. Thank you for coming on the show.
God bless you, man. God bless the listeners. Thank you so much, Wayne.
All right, God bless you, Michael. Thanks for all you do, man. Hard worker. Hard worker for the GOP. He's done a great job running the ship. And the proof is, look at a country last night that disappointed us, if you're a GOP fan. But in Nevada, we got a shot now to be the bright, shining light of the country. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds in the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now, 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, Wayne Allyn Root here. I moved to Nevada 20 years ago to cut my taxes dramatically and protect my assets. It was the best move I've ever made. Nevada is a tax-free, safe place to park your money. You get offshore asset protection right here in the USA. If you're a business owner or someone who has assets to protect, a Nevada Limited Liability Company, or LLC, is the best defense against anyone trying to take assets away from you. Nevada laws can protect you from lawsuits and government overreach while providing you financial anonymity from prying eyes. And you don't even have to live here. Just set up your business here. Everyone needs a Nevada LLC. And no one knows Nevada LLCs better than my friends at Nevada Corporate Headquarters. They have over 30 years in the business, over 14,000 reviews, and a 5-star rating. Nevada Corporate Headquarters wants to help American patriots like you protect your assets. So go to NevadaWar.com. NevadaWar.com. And get a free guide that tells you why you should protect your money and your assets with a Nevada LLC. Go to NevadaWar.com and get your free guide today. Hi. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Vitamins have been the foundation of my success, my incredible energy, vitality, and my perfect health for decades. Now I'm so excited to tell you about our newest vitamin company sponsor, Global Healing. Global Healing was founded in 1998 by Dr. Group. He is one of President Trump's health advisors. Impressive. Global Healing has all the crucial vitamins you need for boosting your immune system, including liquid vitamin C and D3, zinc, and quercetin, all made in the USA. But their number one best-selling product is one of a kind, Oxy Powder. Dr. Krupp reports all disease begins in the gut. Oxy Powder uses the power of oxygen to gently cleanse your gut of toxins. Oxy Powder is the key to producing more energy, vitality, and health. Cleanse your gut. Change your life. Right now, get a 15% discount, plus Dr. Krupp's Emergency Immune Strengthening Guide for free, plus a 100% one-year money-back guarantee. Go to globalhealing.com/war. That's globalhealing.com/war.
Raw and unfiltered.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Gary W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wayne Allyn Root, the root's on fire. My voice is coming back. Boy, I lost it yesterday and last night. It just went away, and now it's back again, thank God. I keep on sucking on these silver lozenges by Amio Life, and they bring my voice back when it's at its absolute worst. It comes right back again, so thank you, Amio Life. And I want to sum up my interview just now with Michael McDonald. I love Michael. He's a friend of mine, Nevada chairman. He worked really hard in this specific voter period the last year or so, where we had a chance to really pick up some great, you know, seats in Las Vegas and in Nevada and Clark County. And obviously, everybody worked hard up and down the line, obviously did a good job. You could see the results that we're in position to win. But I don't want to be negative, but it's just a fact that for the last, I've lived in Nevada 20 years, and certainly for the last 10, the Democrats cheat and rig and steal here. And the way they cheat and rig and steal, in my opinion, is always after the fact. You know, in those last few days where they keep counting ballots and they just keep counting and counting and counting. You know, the election was Tuesday. Yesterday, we're going to count Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. What I should say is not just count, but they allow ballots in the mail to be accounted through Saturday, and then they count them up on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, and they give you the results on Tuesday. So we're not going to get an official idea of who wins in Nevada till next Tuesday. It may look good for Laxalt. It may stay looking good for Lombardo. May stay looking good for Laxalt and company, but you're not going to officially know who won till next Tuesday. Tuesday. In states like Florida, do you understand? Not only did we win and win big and win in a landslide because they have tight voter laws, they have voter fraud threats that they'll put you in jail. It's a felony to commit voter fraud. They've got voter ID. You can only vote once. You can't pull a scam there. But they also... It's so tidy. The trains are running on time under Ron DeSantis. And so literally in Florida, after 2 hours after the polls closed, you knew we won and it was over. And why does it take this many days in Nevada? Well, of course, in Florida, they don't count ballots for 5 or 6 days after the polls close. There is no such thing in Florida. Ron DeSantis is not giving them a chance to defeat us. He is not allowing them to cheat and steal. And in Nevada, unfortunately, sadly, and that's not Michael McDonald's fault, somehow they've gotten in a position where they are cheating and stealing from us. So I'm very interested, very keen, and very focused to see how the next few days go and what the result is next Tuesday. Because right now, Adam Laxalt could be the 50th vote in the U.S. Senate. And then, of course, we could have the 51st vote with Blake Masters. He would have pulled the upset in Arizona. But again, even though Rick Grenell says that's happening, I think it's a long shot. He's down by like 85,000 votes with 700,000 left to count last I looked. I just think that's a long shot. But Rick Grenell says it's going to happen. He says Kari Lake Blake Masters will both win in Arizona, and just, you know, he sounds like he might be right, because the attorney general candidate for the Republicans just pulled ahead in Arizona. He is up now 50-49. He was way down. So, in fact, we may be winning everything in Arizona after thinking we'd lost everything in Arizona. We went to bed last night. But, you know, this idea that you count for days when Florida already is finished up and tied in a tidy bow. Last night, we know who won, and we know which senators, we know which congressman, we know which governor, Ron DeSantis. Why isn't every state like that? You know, and why do they win? Because they have voter ID and they have laws, strict laws against voter fraud. And they don't allow you to count ballot for days. And Ron DeSantis is a strong, unapologetic, unabashed, pedal to the metal conservative MAGA guy. And that formula is the winning formula for America. America didn't turn down MAGA last night. How do you explain that Florida was a landslide? How do you explain that? And we had big victories all over the country, but Florida was a massive landslide. The combination is voter ID, strict voter fraud laws, and a candidate who, and by the way, DeSantis is no great speaker. He is not a great speaker. He never has been a great speech maker. He's not a warm and cuddly hug and kiss the babies and hug all the women guy. That's not what he is. He's not a Donald Trump. And yet somehow people love him like nothing I've ever seen in my life, because he's a great policy wonk. And he's put together the best policies in America that are MAGA and pro-America first. And he's made Florida into the most free state in the United States of America. Maybe the most free, you know, state in the world. And so Florida is for freedom. And that saying is working. I think that's the saying. Florida is freedom, or Florida's for freedom, or Florida's about freedom. And so he's got this brand now of freedom, all based on no lockdowns, no mask mandates, and no vaccine mandates. That's the secret sauce right there. That's it. You know, if that combined, you know, that MAGA, America First, freedom philosophy combined with don't allow them to steal. And in all these other states, we allow them to steal, including Nevada. So we need Laxalt to keep his lead, and I just don't know whether he can keep that lead or not. We're going to find out. But in any case, I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Engineered Tax Services. If you own a small or medium-sized business, if you like paying huge taxes, you probably shouldn't listen right now. But if you own a small business and you don't like paying taxes and you want to cut your taxes, you should listen, because my friends at Engineered Tax Services, otherwise known as ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America for small business for decades, and their attorneys, accountants, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these tax services and saved small businesses like yours billions of dollars. Call ETS, tell them Wainwright sent you, and get a free, no-cost analysis. Find out how much money they can save your small business, your retail store, your mom-and-pop business. 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or engineeredtaxservices.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Day.